This is Wild About Utah.
Springtime in Cache Valley is marked by many events. It's a seasonal turn full of unrelenting life. The signs and emotions they revive are marked by the beauty found in every hour of the day. From the day's first bird songs, reviving the world from slumber, to their last evening lullaby. Spring is also the time when warmth returns to the sunlight. After winter, I'll often need to sit in the celestial rays to warm my bones, always hesitant lest snow reappear in May and I get soft. When I allow myself finally to seed, the feeling of sun on my bare face in spring can only be described, though, as relief. In the sun, too, one can't help but breathe the smell of thaw, green buds, and warming winds. The many scents of earth remind me of its very mineral diversity, often thought of as monolithic, but truly clay, limestone, sand and gravel, and granite each fill the air's bouquet differently in the wet and dry. These and other reminders, which revise winter's nostalgic fog, breathe fresh life with even more vivacity. Spring also brings with it labor, for who can truly say to love than those who enjoy its work? For me, I do love chores, especially in spring. I enjoy mowing the lawn, pruning trees, tilling the soil, and starting crops, just as the Swede enjoys stacking split wood. It is a natural work to us both, a good work and a labor of provision. Additionally, these simple actions signify belonging to something larger than myself. It is how I honor the world around me, by acting in accordance to an older, more widely shared order. I act as spring dictates, and thus am realized as its agent. 'Tis good to be an agent of such. It also feels good to allow myself to slip into this annual cycle with such depth. I work on this for no worthy cause is without struggle. I engage myself to grow the better in me as I make the choices of participation with the goal that one day it shall be habit. I leave the windows ajar to hear the birds and let their sage songs smudge my home. I walk often and feel the catkin buds, listen to the absence of traffic, and smell big firs. I tend to wildflowers with my attention, nurturing tomorrow's colors, medicines, and gifts. I invite you to try it on, being an agent of the season. Even if you do not garden, begin by experiencing what a newborn leaf feels like. Even if you do not mow, grab a blade, breathe it in, and harvest into your mind the scent. Even if you cannot understand them, open the windows and let the birds' morning reveille and lullabies bookend your days. In these ways, we can all do good and live by spring's way.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, promoting off-season visitation and recreation in Moab Canyonlands and Arches. More information on rooms, events, and seasonal opportunities available at discovermoab.com.
I'm Patrick Kelly, and I'm Wild About Utah.